The Tallahassee music scene continues to evolve. Today we've got Cat Family Records president and founder Scott Bell talking about an upcoming Cat Fest, October 21st. You're also going to learn a lot about how this organization works to cultivate the local music scene, working directly with local musicians and improving their opportunities. You stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done. Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Don't forget. So here we are, my friend. Thank you for making it part of your morning or your afternoon or wherever you may be and however it is that you may be listening. I'm glad you're part of the conversation because, you know, I just wouldn't be as fun without you. You're so charming, intelligent, and well-informed. Of course, that's why you are tuned in to The Moose, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, coming to you courtesy of the good people at Real Talk 93.3. If you're listening here in the Tallahassee metro area on air, or if you're online, moosemagnificat.com is the internet radio station that we are glad to be able to bring you. It is, in fact, in keeping with our theme for today's broadcast, a celebration of the Tallahassee music world, music scene, local musicians playing all of their original songs just for you and me. And of course, the back story on that is just that we think Tallahassee's got a lot to say, a lot to share, a lot to talk about when it comes to local music. Remarkable a number of musicians, remarkably talented musicians. Scott Bell is one of those people who also thinks that way. He himself a noted, accomplished musician, but got busy several years ago putting together Cat Family Records, a nonprofit organization, pretty well organized too, by the way, and a rather talented group of folks who give their time to this project of encouraging local music, local artists. And I mean at all levels, artist development, management, recording their work, and then of course publishing, distributing their music, booking shows, managing talent that way, working with local venues. I mean, it's formidable and highly appreciated, it seems to me, by a lot of those people related to the music industry here and around, people who make their living. Listen, a lot of these venues that we're talking about, the Wilbury is a good example. People that look for local talent, and I mean not just the guy who happens to have a guitar that his mom gave him in high school. We're talking about some serious musicians who themselves are pretty strong-minded about their careers. And I'm going to talk with Scott about that. The work ethic that is vital to the success of how it is that music of this kind that is right down here at ground level. And that's the kind of folks that Scott Bell goes out with his team, and they cultivate that. They look for those kinds of people who say, hey, are you dedicated to this? Because if you are, we will match your dedication and help you on this other side of the business. So anyway, so Scott will be with us through the entire show today. We're kind of turning the show over to the local music scene and Scott Bell and Cat Family Records, all of their artists. They've got a bunch of them under that label, and they've got a bunch of them that are going to be performing at an upcoming festival called Cat Fest, appropriately enough. So we're going to learn about that Cat Fest on the 21st of October. It is Railroad Square. Yeah, and you need to do this. It's free to the public. You go in there and enjoy some music, get to know some of these folks, get a sense of what Tallahassee's music scene is really all about. I think you might be pleasantly surprised. Unless you're already plugged in, we'd say, you're going to learn a lot. You can, by the way, you can get a sampling of any of this in today's broadcast, because we're going to bring you several of those cuts of artists that will be performing and a few others that are simply on the Cat Family label. Including Big Blue. Big Blue's already been on the show prior. They're doing real well, by the way. So anyway, that's that. And I wanted to tell you that if you go to this festival, there will be lots of merchandise for sale, shirts and stuff, so you can help this organization. It's a nonprofit. You can donate to them. Helping their cause, or buy some stuff, right? It'll be cool. 21st of October. Then again, I've got some other announcements for you. In the more immediate future, we have next Saturday, a week from today, the Tallahassee Talks All-Team All-American Tailgate Party coming to you live from the Four Points Hotel, downtown Tallahassee. This is next Saturday, the 29th. Doors open at 8:30. We will be broadcasting there from 9 until 11, our normal on-air time. You come and enjoy it. It's $5 at the door. That helps me benefit the North Florida Red Cross in their efforts to assist victims of Hurricane Florence. So $5 at the door. We'll get you in there, and we are going to have a fantastic tailgate buffet, wings and meatballs and all kinds of stuff, quesadilla. You're going to love it. Great food, lots of great prizes to give away and giveaways. So we'll have some fun. I've got special guests lined up for you, Jim McNeil and Bobby Mack with the final score over there at 93.3. A couple of great guys, very insightful when it comes to this business of college football. So you're going to learn a lot there with them. And I'll have conversations that I have had already with Tim Linnefelt, sports analyst, Seminoles.com. Tim Linnefelt, we'll get to hear from him by way of a pre-recorded conversation. And the same with legendary coach Bobby Bowden. I've got a recording of a conversation I've had with Bobby of late. So you're going to get to hear all of that. We'll have Tom Long and Jeff Cameron from 97.9 ESPN Radio here in Tallahassee. They'll be on the air with me again by way of a pre-recorded conversation. So all of that goes into the show. We'll have some live music. All of this brought to you by Gaines Street Pies, Wooden Glass, Truck and Car Concepts, Southern Smiles, Family Dentistry, Tallahassee Family Magazine, Sellers Tile, Tasty Pastry Bakery, and our good friends at Super Signs. And of course, we couldn't do it without the help of our good friends at Four Points Hotel and ESPN Radio 97.9 and Real Talk Radio 93.3. By the way, kind of a cool thing in that we brought all of those people people together, and these two radio stations cooperating with us in this capacity. I think you're going to love it. That's next Saturday, Four Points Hotel, Tallahassee Talks, all-team, all-American tailgate party. Stay with me. I got more right after this.
I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
The all-team, all-American tailgate party is coming to Four Points Hotel in Tallahassee Saturday morning, 8:30 to 11:30, September 29. Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks. Join me for prizes, giveaways, and a fantastic buffet as we broadcast our entire show from the Bronze Ballroom, including an earlier recorded conversation with legendary coach Bobby Bowden. $5 at the door benefits the North Florida Red Cross. Find out more at TallahasseeTalks.com. Brought to you by Southern Smiles Family Dentistry.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bruner, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Cat Family Records on board, trying to make that happen for local artists, especially independents, who then are finding some success as a result of this work. And we have with us this morning the founder, the president of Cat Family Records, Scott Bell. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So, again, we have you coming to us with good news of a festival that we have in the works, and that comes up October the 21st.
Right.
And so we're about a month or so away from that. Now, this is a free benefit festival, and you got a number of folks involved who will benefit from this work. In particular, I noticed that you have included the idea that this is a pet adoption event.
Right.
Cool. And this is going to be at Railroad Square. Let's get that out of the way. So this is the third annual charity fundraiser, local music festival, and animal adoption event at Railroad Square, 21st of October. So a third of the proceeds will go to support Black Cats and Old Dogs. What's that?
Black Cats and Old Dogs is just a local animal rescue. Two of the most difficult types of pets, I guess, to adopt out are, you know, literally just black cats and old dogs, right? People are superstitious and they hate old dogs.
Stereotypic thinking is just not useful, is it?
So,
no.
So it's an organization that just helps pets that, you know, traditionally have a more difficult time finding homes.
Yeah, come on. Man, some of the best dogs I know are old.
Yeah.
Man, okay, well, be that as it may, you're trying to say we can help here. Black cats, old dogs. Then we have the Feline Advocates of Leon County.
Right.
Kind of says what it is, doesn't it? They're advocating for
felines.
Felines. And in that respect, they probably are, what, they're involved with making sure cats are neutered, if that's part of the deal, or...
Right, so that's actually run by Michelle Hartsfield, who has been a huge help with organizing at least the pet side of the festival the past couple of years. She runs Fat Cat Cafe here on, I think, just down the street from you guys.
Yeah.
The Cat Cafe, she's been involved with Black Cats and Old Dogs and other animal rescues in town for a while, and she just... Yeah, she does a lot to improve pet lives.
Okay. Looking out for the pets. And then a third of those proceeds will go towards next year's Cat Fest. So there's a fairly solid distribution then, and seems pretty equitable across the way. Tied in with the idea that you are Cat Family Records, help me, because I know there are connections, and I mean, is this? Just tell us about Cat Family Records and your vision.
Cat Family Records is a local Tallahassee nonprofit record label. We're eclectic, you know, we're a variety label, but you know, our mission is just to sort of break the barriers to entry in the recording industry. We're trying to build a sort of collective, a microcosm.
So is the cat thing then just sort of a clever handle, or is there something pretty solid about, I mean, are all of you who are involved in the leadership themselves cat lovers, devoted to cat life? I mean, I'm not trying to be silly. I know that there's a connection here, and you have a cat fest. So is that coming from the name of the organization, or is it really coming up from all of those who are involved in?
Well, we all
cat work.
Hate cats, I think.
So this is you trying to account for your otherwise unfair assessment of the feline world. No. So this is some kind of an atonement. I see. Right. Okay.
So the name. I'm not going to tell the full story of where the name came from.
Oh, come on. We've got 2 hours.
Basically, it was this name that I had shelved as a band name for years.
Oh, that's right. And why were you telling me this?
Finally, when we started this label, it's like, hey, guys.
What about this?
I have the perfect name for this.
Cat Family.
Cat Family Records. And, you know, I think it's fitting because running a record label is I think, like herding cats, you know, anyway. And, you know, we have kind of the family vibe. And
okay.
It's kitschy. People love cats.
And you do have quite a family. I was looking over the list of folks involved with Cat Family Records. I mean, and then yourself and Tim Holder, Nick Dabby, Caroline Mullen. This is and then your brother Nick. And
Logan McKnight.
Yeah. I mean, just a lot of people. Logan is in there.
Yeah, I guess our street team is growing.
Sizable.
We're up to, I think, 40 people.
Wow.
But, you know, not all those people, obviously, are working day to day, but it's...
Yeah, but you've got a network then of teammates or family members who are allied in this purpose.
Right.
So a lot of that is what? Seeking out a local artist, making sure they know they have resource with you?
Right. You know, you gave kind of a synopsis, some words that were on the site earlier when you opened up. And so the recording industry is interesting in that, you know, especially from a creative perspective, you rely so much on other people, right? And how other people present and curate your work, right? When it comes to recording, whatever. You know, we live in an age now, obviously, where things are decentralized. Mm-hmm. You know, we have social media. We have, you know, this giant conglomerate internet that sort of is consistently breaking barriers and changing things. But when it comes to music and things like music, there's still a need for localized, sort of personal, face-to-face, right? Recording time and interaction.
Right.
And I think...
Right.
We are trying to sort of build that network locally in Tallahassee, you know, more than just how we're producing tracks and how we're recording and engineering,
and it's
how we're booking venues and
very cool.
And so it's, I mean, we call ourselves a record label, but it's more of an art collective.
It seems like it, yeah, an art collective, a music community as such, a family. Cat Family Records. We've got Scott Bell. He's with us telling us about it and this upcoming festival, Cat Fest. It's coming up on the 21st of October. You stay with me. We got more.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Super Signs. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Super Signs is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Super Signs. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Scott Bell. We got Cat Fest coming up on the 21st of October. Cat Family Records, now third annual festival featuring all kinds of local artists. What, I think 50 that you are expecting to be in performance,
right,
through the day, and all of this to benefit a couple of different organizations related to pet adoption and cat life and such. But it's a great opportunity for us to get firsthand with some of these locals, and I know Taller Trees is one of those that's on your label. As an example of what you'll hear at this festival, Cat Fest, coming up the 21st.
If I stop saving all my money for you, if I stop shaving and wearing expensive shoes, would you love me like you do? If I went on tour and had to leave you alone, if I stopped singing and never wrote you another song, would you still be holding on? When push comes to shove, what do you love? What is it you see in me? And what would I have to do to make you feel like a fool? A fool for loving me. Didn't send flowers on Valentine's Day. If I thought it was better to say I love you another way, would you pack up and walk away? If I made fun of what you watch on TV, if every morning I put on that same pair of jeans, would you still put up with me? When push comes to shove, what do you love? What is it you see in me? And what would I have to do to make you feel like a fool? A fool for loving me. Draw the line if I'm not on time and leave me for a punctual guy. Baby, why? Would you run away if I'm out too late and trade me in for somebody safe? Oh, when push comes to shove, what do you? Feel like a fool for loving me.
called Taller Trees. They're going to be performing at Cat Fest. Cat Family Records bringing us all of this music. When you work directly with an artist, as you do, as long as you do, you mentioned this earlier, when you find those folks who are really serious about their music, does that change the dynamic for you? Because you got a lot involved here. Right. You're making a pretty serious commitment. And is that kind of a reciprocal thing where, hey, they're serious about what they're doing, then we devote more resources to kind of moving them forward?
Right. I mean, it's absolutely a necessary requirement, you know, to pull, I think, maximum effort out of us. Uh-huh. You know, and that's, I think that's any kind of creative or productive endeavor. You know, you can't, you know, prop up people that don't want to prop up themselves. So,
and we see a lot of that, to be honest with you, in among local musicians. And I've been around it for 40 years in Tallahassee. So there are those who have this remarkable work ethic. Royce Lovett comes to mind, or Drew Tillman, the new 76ers, some of these people that we talk about. Then you have those who are kind of the, oh man, I have a guitar and I love singing. Well, okay, bro, it's business and it's a craft. And that means you have to work it just as hard or harder than anything else that we would expect in a professional setting. Is that something you try to coach with these folks? Are you trying to move them in such a way that they can begin to acquire some of that they may not already have? Or
sure. I think when we first started out, we were more, I don't know if lenient is the best word, but we were more open to sort of different styles of productivity and involvement. But I mean, I think it became quickly apparent that that's not sustainable long-term. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the world is littered with very talented, brilliant people who are not hardworking, you know, that don't end up doing a lot, you know, and it's not enough, you know, it's not enough to be intelligent, you know, or talented, right? It's you have to cultivate that, you have to shape it, you have to push, because I mean, there are a ton of people that are just as brilliant, you know, that are working harder than you, so
yeah,
you know, you have to kind of come up to that level. So it's definitely something we're cultivating more and more now. And we also try to push autonomy. You know, artists have to kind of manage themselves these days, and that also works at small labels, independent labels. It works at, you know, major labels. You know, so there's no one, you know, doing everything for
clearly.
You.
Yeah, with recording artists, and you said the creative process itself is already much more complicated.
Right.
Always has been, but now it's even further splintered, perhaps. And it's tough for somebody to walk in and say, okay, I want to do this, but I don't want to be exploited in the process. And because you're not looking to necessarily make money off of them. What are you doing?
Right. I think the biggest part of what we do is artist development, you know, and we're trying to connect sort of all of the dots between people just starting out, you know, needing everything, all the way up to, you know, people that have high production value, right? They've been sitting on albums for years, and they have like sort of the potential to, quote, make it, you know. And I think that our driving force, you know, is not about money, but that doesn't mean that we don't, you know, also want to make hit records, you know, so we certainly do. All right. And as far as, but I mean, as a nonprofit label, we've had to think of other creative solutions to bring in revenue. You know, we do lots of other things,
fundraisers,
you know,
and
compliment, you know, we do lots of, event management, booking, you know, hopefully one day we'll have some sort of indie hit, right? That's still the goal.
But that would, I mean, get you there. Yeah.
We definitely don't. I think that when we're taking artists in, personally, when I'm seeing an artist, or when I'm thinking about a local artist, I mean, I'm just drawn to things that are innovative, that are personal. You know, there's an emotionality, there's an emotional connection. You know, and I mean, for me, that I mean, that's highly personalized. That's just what I feel good music is, you know, and I'm always looking for that emotional weight and, you know, getting that sort of narrative across. And if I find that, if I see that in someone or a group, then I try to put resources behind it, because I think that sort of artistic cutting edge is important, and it's a great, you know, mover of social change and a catalyst. And I think that, I mean, I think that's more important, you know, long-term than just sort of immediate monetary value, you know? So I think artistic value is probably more important.
Talking with Scott Bell, Cat Family Records founder, president. You stay with me. I've got more. Is there anything more Tallahassee than Tasty Pastry Bakery? More fresh, more original, more this is why I love this town, kind of delicious? I don't think so. You know, they've been in business since 1963, working through the night to be ready the next morning with muffins, coffee cakes, bread and pastries, and my personal favorite, fresh-made bagels and Lucky Goat coffee. Yeah, it helps get me out in the morning. And they deliver to the many restaurants, clubs, and coffee shops that serve their bread, muffins, and quiche. Never stuffy, never stale, just tasty pastry good. It's the perfect blend of world-class talent, pure, simple ingredients, and down-home Tallahassee family tradition. Maybe they should call it Tasty Tally Bakery, but then why mess with something that's been working for 55 years? Yeah, you want something fresh and fantastic? There's a Tasty Pastry just waiting for you in the Market District on Market Street, 6:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. You want to know more? They're online at tastypastrybakery.com or call them at 893-3752.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
If you have just joined us, we're talking with Scott Bell, Cat Family Records, founder and president. We've got this Cat Fest coming up in October the 21st at Railroad Park. It's a freebie for you and me. It's an opportunity to plug in with all of these local artists that they are gathering for our good. And in the process, helping to raise some money to help cats and dogs and people who care for those who are in need, pet adoption and cat, was it feline? The feline?
Feline advocates. Advocates. Of Leon County.
Of Leon County. So you got all kinds of good reasons to be at Railroad Square, including fantastic music. Tell us about somebody else you've got coming in for this festival.
Well, Tarif Knockout will also be there. Tarif has had some success, especially recently with FSU football. He's got a few sort of FSU-themed songs. I think he's gotten some play on ESPN.
Nice.
So he's going to be there, I think, at the Crumbach stage.
Cool.
Yeah.
Take a listen to Tarif.
We're not going to blame anyone. We're not going to make any excuses. We're going to go out and we're going to do something. Do something.
This that tomahawk chop, pray our rivals flop. I bet they feel the spear after the final clock. We on the war path at the battle end. Heading for that top spot when the rank is dropped. Look around as you see him, a product of dope. Florida State, Tagger era, you ready? Let's go. Chief Osceola coming through, riding renegade. Opponents running through that tunnel, be very afraid. Be very afraid. Unconquered, I flame. Bet they remember our name. This legacy reigns, it's no supreme, no gators or canes. A bunch of war daddies coming for more natties. Welcome to Tallahassee, aka the title town. And you know we run the state, ain't giving up the crown. It's not your time right now, probably never will. It's Bobby Bowden Field, so you know it's real. Underdogs on the road, coming for the side. Do something, blame no one to find the odds. Play by play with the voice, Gene Deckerhart. Who got a swagger like State, you can't knock us off. Pack the garnet pants, that's word to the marching chiefs. I'm just a voice for the fans, no nation deep. Garnet and gold, Seminoles filling up these seats. You hear that war chant, you know the legends who ball on every Saturday. This feels just like a matinee. Under the lights, new chapter to our history. Florida State dynasty forever in our memory. We celebrate the victories with lethal simplicity. Knows with the victory, this lethal simplicity. Look at my watch, it's Tagger time. Everything gon' be just fine. We all Florida State. I am Tarif Knockout. This is the Tagger era.
Who else could do it better?
Dreef Knockout, one of the artists you'll hear at CatFest 2018, coming up October 21st. For you, Mr. Bell, you said the emotional connection, you know, with an artist. There really has to be.
I think if you want to actually reach people, right, you have to go into it, right, with that level of honesty individual emotion has to sort of carry the project or the song.
Keep you moving forward. Let's take a listen to somebody else you got coming up at this CatFest. What else you got?
Well, I also have Once Great Estate. This is a band connected to Idiot Head Factory, which is one of the premier local studios here in town that we've had the great fortune of working with recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're good people. All right, let's take a listen.
Feel so.
Vermont's Great Estate performing at Cat Fest this coming October the 21st. You stay with me. I've got Scott Bell. We're talking about local music, Cat Family Records, and Cat Fest. It's all good. Coming up to the top of the hour, we'll be back with more. At Gain Street Pies, their sauce is no secret. In fact, just about everybody knows their imported San Marzano pizza sauce has made them famous. Two Tallahassee guys wanting to make the best pizza in town. They mashed flavors together that had never been seen on a pizza before, and they just kept working until they had the very best. Using all fresh ingredients, real sliced bacon, fresh-made ranch, and homemade meatballs. Recipe by recipe. So, less than a year later, they opened Midtown Pies on 5th Avenue in Midtown. Now they're opening their third location on Capitol Circle Northeast at Easterwood. Two guys who got famous by making great pizza with San Marzano sauce and the best ingredients. And made it great for all of us who really want the best pizza in town. Check it out. Gain Street Pies, now with three locations. Who knows? Maybe you'll get famous. Online at GainStreetPies.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back to the second hour of this here fine radio show, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, talking about Cat Family Records, local music, upcoming festival, the Cat Fest on the 21st of October, and lots of very, very cool music. A lot of that happening for you here today as we bring you some of those folks who are going to be performing at the festival, Cat Fest. Interesting concept. So part of the effort there, the proceeds from this festival will go towards aiding pet adoption, which is a good thing, right? Feline Advocates of Leon County. And Black Cats and Old Dogs Animal Rescue, both of those organizations will benefit. That's kind of the way these guys roll. Cat Family Records is really plugged into the needs of others, right? And no, you don't have to sign some, binding contract for life. And no, you don't have to have a truckload full of cash at our doorstep. They work more so, I think, at the level of saying, is this the right thing to do? It reminds me of a conversation I had maybe 2 years ago. And this was, I've probably told you this before because you know me, I repeat myself. But this was a conversation I had with a local business leader who had returned from the trip that they took out to Boulder, Colorado, a bunch of locals, business-minded sort of people and some commissioners and other such people, and trying to figure out why Boulder, Colorado seemed to have it all together or what we could learn so that we could be more like them. And you've heard about similar kinds of things, right? Well, this one happened to be going to Boulder on this junket. And the observation was that the people they were meeting with, sizable in their financial fortitude, these are people who are billionaires, and talking with our representatives, we'll call them loosely, from Tallahassee. And one conversation this particular person talking to me was privy to, the guy looked at the person that was telling him how much he had invested in the Tallahassee community out of his own pocket, right? And the man was genuine in his sentiments. He was listening and appreciated the comments, I think. But his reply was, see, when you invest, you look for what you can get out of your investment. When we invest, we ask, is it the right thing to do? Well, you might say, well, that's easy to say if you've got
you know, all the money you want going in. And I suppose that's a fair argument. But what was clear about the comment was the rank order, the priority being, is this the right thing to do? One of the things that I'm going to talk to, or we talked with Scott about actually in the first hour, and I'm going to point to here is, here's Cat Family Records, a nonprofit organization, right? So they are already saying, we're in this for the cause. Scott is quick to say, and we have to make sure that we're being good stewards and we are administering the resources we have and certainly not wasting it on people who aren't willing to make equal commitment, right? To be matched in our determination. Well, so it happened that in this rather spontaneous moment, the man that I'm telling you about, bragging, so to speak, or at least, you know, wanting to make issue of how much he'd invested in the Tallahassee area, he was kind of brought up short. And the guy says, well, yeah, I mean, you do what most people do. You think, what's my ROI? What do I get? And he said, when we invest, we look at how much good can we do for the greatest number of people over the greatest period of time. And we consider that the responsibility of private enterprise. Interesting that a lot of times we look to governments, local, state, national, saying that that's where all that money should be coming from. And I'm sure that some of it should. But when people get oriented around using their funds to create good, to create opportunity, we've seen it in our own community. We've seen a number of local businesses step up and say, how are we going to deal with homelessness or hunger? Yeah. Look at our, you know, humble, hardly magnanimous, but certainly sincere efforts with our Tallahassee Food Challenge. I mean, all we're trying to do there is keep the discussion going, keep the conversation alive, because hunger doesn't somehow go away. And you have local businesses funding that, putting their ad dollars towards this message, right? Right. So how about those local businesses that have gone out of their way to either build facilities or fund projects? And consider that simply their part, their responsibility. It's a mindset that can help to balance the scales, I think. You know, when we find corporate greed, it seems like we turn around every time we do, we find somebody that's pocketing the money. And, you know, God bless them. They're certainly entitled to do that. The way it's written, but is that the way in which we really want to live our lives? You know, no matter how little I have or how much I have, it reminds me of that story of the widow who gave 2 pennies, and the Lord looked at her and said, you know, this woman has given more than everybody else. And they said, well, it's only 2 pennies. He said, yeah, but it's all she's got. So the magnitude of my investment in you, your investment in someone else, really comes down to, well, what do you got? What's in your hand? What talents, what time, what thought, what can you do within your own realm to invest? Well, that, in a nutshell, is what you're going to find out with Scott Bell. That's what this organization is doing. And by the way, they're doing it not only on behalf of these artists, and God help them, they all need help. They're doing it on our behalf, I would think, because when you help this community grow culturally, and I don't care what you talk about, music, art, theater, dance, literature, yeah. When you help us grow in social services, when you help us grow infrastructure and build a theater where we can go and perform, do that, or be a part of helping something like that come about. When you're investing that way, you're investing in all of us.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom bath or shower enclosure from Widden Glass. Don't wait for the holiday rush. Widden Glass will take care of you this summer to your complete satisfaction. They've been helping to design and install bath and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with real glass people, experienced, reliable professionals. Widden's top-of-the-line bath and shower enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style.
Call today, Widden Glass, the real glass people, 222-5781, or online at widdenglass.com, W-H-I-D-D-O-N. Widden, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945, 222-5781.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
We're back. We're talking with Scott Bell. He is the Catman. He is the founder president of Cat Family Records. If you don't know, well, then you just haven't been paying attention, because he's been here through the last hour, and here we are talking further about his work and the work of his cat family. Give us just kind of a thumbnail of that process. So I've made the phone call. I've sent you the email. Hey, I'm going to be playing at the Wilbury. Would you come listen to my songs? Scott says, okay, you know. So you show up, and maybe some of your folks, and what happens next?
Well, if we really like the artist, then we'll sort of have an immediate conversation usually.
I mean, you'll approach him that evening kind of thing.
Yeah, usually. And just starts off as, you know, sometimes as small as, hey, we have some shows coming up. Would you like to play some shows? Or, you know, hey, we think that we can cut a single. How would you feel about recording? Do you have any recorded material? Whatever. You know, the one thing that we're doing more and more of lately is that we have a network, a growing network of producers and artists. So
nice.
Even if we're not doing things ourselves necessarily, we're sort of connecting the dots.
Well, you mentioned Indian Head Factory.
Right. Yeah. And that's something that we've been working towards, you know, more and more lately. So if we Very find cool. someone we like, you know, then and we'll help them, even if it's not an in-house production. But yeah, that's usually just approach and talk, you know, have the cigar in the mouth. And
Well, I would expect as much, yeah. Especially hanging out in some of the quarters. I know that we mentioned the Wilbury. There are a lot of venues around town. Maybe not a lot, but there are more venues these days, it seems to me. So that means you're really on all sides of this process, right?
Right.
Yeah. So when you're booking shows, you're working with local venues and beyond Tallahassee, or pretty much all here?
We have some connections beyond Tallahassee, you know, mostly forged in Tallahassee. People that have since moved on to, you know, Nashville, New York, New Orleans, South Florida.
Right.
Around Florida.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, mostly we're well connected in Tallahassee for sure. You know, we book pretty much, I mean, we officially book for, you know, four venues, but we have booked shows at, I think, every venue in town.
You know, at one time or another, huh?
Yeah.
So the folks that run these venues, the restaurants and the bars or whatever, they have developed a level of trust. They know that if Cat Family is involved, you're bringing your A game.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Or they expect as much, right?
Yeah.
But you know, I hear that a lot too. From artists specifically, where the lack of effort, and we talked about the work ethic among artists, you know, managers and booking agents and venues that don't do squat to promote the show. So the artist shows up and they haven't done anything. I mean, I've heard that from all of them. And you got to imagine the venues looking at you and going, hey, Scott, we'd love to book your talent here, but what are you bringing? And it seems to me you're bringing the full resource you have at your disposal.
Right, right. I mean, we absolutely have to promote the shows and sort of manage, you know, whether or not people are actually going to show up, or at least the likelihood that that happens. But yeah, I mean, I've been involved in lots of failed attempts, you know, and I think that was definitely the status quo, you know, for a while. When it comes to when it came to the bar club scene, you know, the house venue scene in Tallahassee has been, you know, strong for a while. I think maybe less so lately, just in terms of number, you know.
Well, we lost the Warehouse, which was a
true
big loss.
Yeah. And that open mic, the legendary Doc,
right?
Doc Russell,
right?
Which I think he's moving it around, or has moved it, but it's, I mean, but it, I mean, you can, Tallahassee is a transient town, you know, especially with three colleges. And I think a lot of people get caught up in that as kind of an excuse, you know, for not doing anything. And you just have to kind of work with that, right? And just accept that things are going to die off and change and be replaced. Mm. And like, I think you have to sort of incorporate that, you know, institutionally to make your organization stronger, right? And figuring out ways to do that, right? Using that as a strength, I think, is the way to move forward, and not just sort of, you know, assuming that's going to defeat you.
So that means that from one time to the next, you may have to change, or will change, your strategy?
Absolutely, yeah. We have to constantly adapt and evolve, yeah.
Stay on your toes.
Right.
So spell that out for me. So if we were expecting this venue to be a part of that mix, and all of a sudden they're not, that obviously changes the dynamics. Or maybe a person that you were counting on to help you, they're no longer part of that mix, or that band that you were promoting, and they decide they're moving off to some other part of the country or the world. Right? Is that what we're talking about?
Sure. You know, my country grandma from North Carolina always said, you know, don't keep all your eggs in one basket or something. I don't know.
Don't buy the green bananas.
Something about eggs and chickens and baskets.
And bananas, right.
Yellow snow.
Yellow snow. Well, the phrase I like is constant change is here to stay.
Right.
Yeah. The only thing that stays the same is that everything continues to change.
Exactly.
So with that mobility and your flexibility in that makes you a formidable resource, I think. Because what I know about, the little bit I know about organizations, those that are nimble and are able to adapt and change and adjust, they tend to thrive.
Right.
Especially these days. It's those that are entrenched and sort of archaic, whether it's in their philosophy or their outlook or strategies, even their mechanics, they don't adapt well. And we're living in a time when that change we're talking about is even more frantic, it seems. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that, because that's kind of what was on my mind. Folks, I'm going to let Mr. Bell have opportunity to talk further. I'm just overrunning him with all of my brilliance. Sorry about that, but
just overabsorbing it.
I love to hear myself talk. We're going to stop for a moment, take a break. We'll be back. More Cat Family Records, Scott Bell, founder and president. You stay with me.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Super Signs does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Super Signs is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Super Signs is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back. We're talking with Scott Bell, Cat Family Records. We've got Cat Fest coming up, featuring the music of Slow Low Crow, among many others. Let's take a listen. You're going to hear this, and then I've got one more for you.
It was a long forgotten winter when I met you and me. By spring we were in love, and I asked that she'd marry me. And I didn't know the price I'd pay when she happily agreed. Didn't know the storm ahead that would bring me to my knees. She siphoned gas from my car just to get her to the bar where she'd always drink for free. She'd come home like a wreck, she'd stumble out her dress, said she never cared for me. She was a hurricane that I tried to survive. She was a wilting flower that I tried to keep alive. Her so much I knew I couldn't leave. And despite all of our problems, I knew she still cared for me. And I didn't listen to anyone who advised me not to stay. I let her look to find my eyes and the sky was turning gray. She could never keep a job, never hesitated about me. Every dog, every dime. Oh, one night in July, was she punched me in the eye. Beg forgiveness as she cried. She was a hurricane, and I knew I couldn't stay. Why not destruction came? And I had to run away. She moved up north to get a job, found a lover to pursue. Though the storm I know has faded, even just a gentle breeze. I might have been destroyed, but it was all worth it to me. She was a hurricane when I had to set her free. Now she's a glowing rose, and I'm happy as a thing. She was just a hurricane to me, only a hurricane. Oh, hold me. Just a hurricane.
Another great example of the music coming to you, October 21st, Cat Fest, the music of Sarah Morrison. You stay with me. We're going to take a quick break. I've got more with Scott Bell.
Is there anything more Tallahassee than Tasty Pastry Bakery? More fresh, more original, more this is why I love this town, kind of delicious? I don't think so. You know, they've been in business since 1963, working through the night to be ready the next morning with muffins, coffee cakes, bread and pastries, and my personal favorite, fresh-made bagels and Lucky Goat coffee. Yeah, it helps get me out in the morning. And they deliver to the many restaurants, clubs, and coffee shops that serve their bread, muffins, and quiche. Never stuffy, never stale, just Tasty Pastry good. It's the perfect blend of world-class talent, pure, simple ingredients, and down-home Tallahassee family tradition. Maybe they should call it Tasty Tally Bakery, but then why mess with something that's been working for 55 years? You know, you want something fresh and fantastic? There's a Tasty Pastry just waiting for you in the Market District on Market Street, 6:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. You want to know more? They're online at tastypastrybakery.com or call them at 893-3752.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, we have enjoyed today's show with the courtesies of this very able musician and producer, songwriter, founder of, president of Cat Family Records. It's sizable, folks, and you don't want to miss this Cat Fest coming up the 21st of October, Railroad Square. It is free to the public, and it's an opportunity to be of benefit to the festival. Is that right?
Right.
A benefit to the pet adoption group and the feline.
Right. It's free. I mean, we take donations, and we're selling shirts to raise money
right.
as well.
Right. There's no ticket price.
Right. It's free.
You come out, enjoy the music, see if you can help help Scott take care of a lot of good people doing a lot of good work is kind of how it goes. We got two other songs I want you to be able to tell us about. The first is from this group that we've had on the show, Big Blue. Mm-hmm. Their styling is a bit more, I guess you'd say more local, or how would you describe Big Blue?
I think eclectic indie rock. I think they pull influence from, you know, a lot of different genres. But yeah, this track from Big Blue is called Heart on Fire, and it's that nice love jam.
Let's take a listen. Big Blue.
Never go. I'm not breathing, but I'm alive and I can't see it. You got me mystified. I believe it. I don't know why I must concede it. You set my heart on fire. My skin on the clouds in summertime. I feel so depressed, and when I see your pretty face, my heart just won't rest. I'm not breathing, but I'm alive, and I can't see it. You got me mystified. I believe it. I don't know. Set my heart on fire. In all my desperate hours, I hear you.
close out the show, we're going to hear from Manmoth. And these folks have a CD or album that's coming out later this year.
In December, right. This is the only Cat Family gone to New York band, right? So these are film students, Patrick Saxer and this guy named Carl Buig, that used to work for V89 for the college radio station.
Yeah, yeah.
And then and Grayson. And they're having a release show in New York City in December, early December. And so this is a single from that album. That album's going to drop in just a couple months.
Folks, let's take a listen here. We're going to close out the show today with Manmoth. And I will tell you that it's a pleasure having you be a part of all this. And Scott, thank you for being our guest.
Thank you very much.
We've learned a lot. And don't forget, folks, it's coming up the 21st of October, CatFest at Railroad Square. You want to make sure you're a part of that. We are the production of Alcom Media and Entertainment. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. We come to you every week on MooseMagnificat.com. For the sound of Tallahassee, you can find Moose Magnificat bringing you local musicians playing their original songs. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me. Gain Street Pies, their sauce is no secret. In fact, just about everybody knows their imported San Marzano pizza sauce has made them famous. Two Tallahassee guys wanting to make the best pizza in town. They mashed flavors together that had never been seen on a pizza before, and they just kept working until they had the very best. Using all fresh ingredients, real sliced bacon, fresh made ranch, and homemade meatballs. Recipe by recipe. So, less than a year later, they opened Midtown Pies on 5th Avenue in Midtown. Now they're opening their third location on Capitol Circle Northeast at Easterwood. Two guys who got famous by making great pizza with San Marzano sauce and the best ingredients. And made it great for all of us who really want the best pizza in town. Check it out. Gain Street Pies, now with three locations. Who knows? Maybe you'll get famous. Online at GainStreetPies.com.